Text numéro 30. Community gardens benefit those with intellectual disabilities and mental health issues. The pandemic became a time to explore new hobbies. While some were definitely more beneficial than others, one especially health-centric practice has exhibited staying power: gardening. During the pandemic, 18.3 million people chose to start gardening, and 89% of them plan to continue gardening post-pandemic, according to the National Gardening Survey. In urban areas, gardening and farming on rooftops and in community settings began taking off well before COVID-19. As more city dwellers are incorporating gardening into their lives, they're also seeing some major mental health benefits as well. Gardening in general has proven to be an incredible practice for relieving stress, and studies show that community gardens are an efficient and affordable method of promoting physical health and mental well-being. When it comes to general health, happiness, and mental health, researchers have found that community gardeners have significantly better outcomes than their neighbours who don't partake in gardening activities. A small study that looked at urban rooftop gardening found that the practice was associated with a greater sense of purpose and social inclusion, emotional and physical well-being, and general quality of life for individuals living with intellectual disabilities or mental health disorders. A horticultural therapist treats patients through experiential therapies on a working farm. His program is rooted in the healing power of social engagement and community, as residents dedicate up to 20 hours a week doing work on the farm that aligns with their interests, whether that's growing and preparing food, gardening and landscaping, caring for animals, or creating art. By contributing to the community, residents are empowered and their dreams and aspirations awakened, helping set them on the path to mental health recovery, the therapist says. They are learning how to be part of something bigger than themselves. The work helps them to get out of their own heads and engage in something meaningful to them and others. He sees the work being done in the gardens and greenhouses as especially therapeutic. The plants can only thrive when the right preparation, weeding and pruning is taken care of. This process becomes a strong metaphor for the mental healing journey. The mental benefits of community gardens also come from their ability to provide safe spaces that foster socialisation and common purpose. Gardening and nature in general can provide an opportunity for strong bonding. Running into people, sharing a moment of awe or a gardening tool or tip, and sharing the produce you raise are part of why gardening feels good. I think of community gardens as cooperatives filled with teamwork and long-term vision, the founder of an American urban garden says. Adapted from theconversation.com, July 2022.